Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to consider the truth of God again today.
主啊, 我们要感谢你, 我们有这样的机会再一次学习神的真理。
We thank you for all who are here in the building. Thank you for those who've joined us on Zoom.
也感谢所有在这个建筑物里的, 也感谢那些在Zoom上加入我们的。
And our prayer, Lord, is that you will teach us and then make us teachers so that we can take the truth of God to others as well.
主啊,我们祷告是那就是您来教导我们,把我们变成一些教师,然后我们可以出去教导其他的人。
So we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, looking to you for blessing.
所以我们现在的现场感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名,祈求您的赐福。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So again, welcome to Lucy and Sharon and Hung Lu and James.
再一次欢迎 Lucy, Sharon, Lu Hong, 还有 James 陈弟兄。
Very good. So, 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
Oh, sorry, Peter is ending his message.
彼得在结束他要传达的信息。
And so he's concluding, verse 14 begins with the word therefore.
因为他的得出的结论在第14节开始说因此。
And that sort of refers back then to everything that he's been talking about in the earlier chapters.
他的意思是指出呢,在他前面的那些章节里, 他所谈到的一切的事情。
He says, we're looking forward to these things. That is the coming of the Lord and the judgment of the Lord.
这么说呢,就是说呢,我们现在呢,在盼望着这些事儿,意思呢,就是说是主的到来和主的审判。
It says, be diligent to be found by him in peace without spot and blessing.
但是这里说,就当殷勤使自己没有玷污,无可指责。
When he comes, you want to make sure that you're ready for his coming.
当他来的时候呢,你要确保你已经准备好了他来。
When we were in school, we were never sure when the teacher was going to come into the room.
所以呢,我们在那个学校的时候呢,我们总是不确定那个老师什么时候可以进到教室来。
Sometimes the boys would be doing some bad things. All of a sudden, the teacher would open the door and he'd come. And all the boys said, oh, we're in trouble.
所以呢,有时候那些男孩子们会干坏事儿,但是他们干坏事时候呢,那个老师突然进来把教室门一打开的时候呢,那些男孩子们说,哦,我们有麻烦了。
But the Christian is the opposite. He's longing for the Lord to come because the Lord will deliver him from the distresses he's in and reward him for all the good things he's doing.
但基督徒们却恰恰相反,他们渴望主的到来,因为主来了以后呢,会把他们从所有的苦难中拯救出来,赐给他们奖赏。And
the next line says, and account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation.
所以这个第15节说呢,并且把我们主的恒久忍耐当作救恩。
What is the logic of the long suffering of the Lord is salvation?
所以这个呢,恒久忍耐当作主的救恩是什么样的一个逻辑呢?
And the answer is, the longer the Lord waits to solve your problem or give you what you would like, the more and the better the salvation that he brings.
所以这个是呢,就是主呢,让你在你的苦难中等得越久和就是越长时间赐给你想要的东西呢,那么说主呢带来的救恩呢就越好。Now
you have to remember that.
你必须呢记住这一点。Sometimes
you have to wait a long time for something.
所以有时候呢,你不得不等得很久才能得到一些东西。
If your boss were to say to you, I want you to stay here until I come back.
如果你的老板说呢,我想要你待在这里直到我回来。
If you stayed till quitting time, that would be good.
因为你如果一直待到你放弃的时间，那就不好了。
But if you stayed overtime, the boss may very well have a deal which says, if you are overtime, I will pay you double for overtime.
如果呢，你呢，加班的话，那么是你的老板看见了，他说呢，我会付双倍的工资为你的加班时间。
And then sometimes the boss will say, if you work more than 4 hours overtime, I will pay you four times your wage. If you work 5 or 6 hours, the last hour or two, four times your wage.
意思就是说呢，如果那个老板说呢，有的时候你工作的加班时间超过了4个小时，那么说老板会说呢，我会付你这个加班4个小时4倍的工资给你。
So what do you think?
你会怎么想？
The longer you wait, the richer you get.
所以呢，就是说你等的时间越长，你赚的钱越多。
So you might say, I hope he stays away all night. I'll be rich in the morning.
我就说呢，有时候你会说呢，我就会整夜的待在这里，那么第二天早上我就很有钱了。
Now there's a sense in what that in that that is what this means. The long suffering of the Lord is for salvation.
所以呢，从某种意义上来说呢，这就是这节经文所讲的，就是你很久忍耐呢，就带来更好的救恩。
He keeps us waiting longer in order to give us much more than if he came immediately.
因为他呢，就是让我们等待很久。那么说呢，当他来的时候呢，他会给我们更多的，就是说，如果说他现在马上给你的话，比那个要多得多。
And there's an interesting word in verse 15. It says account.
所以呢，这那个第十四节呢，有个非常有意思的词，它是当作。
I don't know about Chinese, but that word account in the English language is often a technical word for what an accountant does.
所以呢，就是说呢，我不知道中文是怎么讲的，在英文里面呢，这个词呢，它有一个技术上的一个意义，它就是说呢，就是说你是当做把什么当做什么。An
accountant is someone who tells you how to record your activities.
所以这个那个当做呢，它是说是。 让你怎么样去记录你的那个活动？
And so an accountant has what he calls debits and credits.
这个会计呢，他会呢，就是说是欠的债和那个他的还没收回来的。Debits
are usually the things that are bad.
所以那个债务呢，通常是那些不好的东西。Credits
are usually the things that are good.
所以那些呢，就是信用呢，通常是一些好的。
If the Lord were to delay his response to your prayers,
所以呢，如果主呢，他呢延时就是回应你的祷告。
If the Lord were to not deliver you from your problems immediately,
如果主呢，他不是马上把你从你的苦难中救出来。
Where do you put that? Was that bad or is that good?
你把这个放在哪里呢？这是呢，坏账呢，还是好账呢？
Well, normally you'd say, if I don't get what I want now, that's bad.
你通常说呢，如果我现在得不到我想要的东西，这是不好的。God
says, no, don't call it a debit, call it a credit. If you don't get what you want now, it simply means God is going to give you something much better.
所以呢，神说呢，你不要把这个算在坏账里，你要算在那个好账里，因为如果你现在得不到什么东西，那稍后你会得到更好的。And
so our whole attitude of life is to remember that when God keeps us waiting, it is for our good and for our betterment.
所以呢，我们一直要这么去讲，如果神让我们去等待呢，那么他是会赐给我们更好的，或者会给我们为我们更好的事情。
Do you remember the marshmallow story?
你们记不记得那个棉花糖的故事呢？
How many others than Norma remember the marshmallow story?
除了 Norman 以外，有几个人记得那个棉花糖的故事呢？
Okay, Phoebe and Norma, maybe, but I'll tell you the marshmallow story.
我就会告诉给你们讲一下这个棉花糖的故事。
A teacher invited a child into the room, just the teacher and the child.
所以呢，老师呢，他邀请那个孩子进到那个房间里，只有老师和孩子。
The teacher said, I'm going to have to leave the room for 2 minutes.
那个老师说呢，我不得不离开房间2分钟。
But I'm going to leave a marshmallow here for you.
但是我呢，会放一个棉花糖这里，为了你。
If you eat the marshmallow while I'm away for 2 minutes, you can do that.
所以呢，如果呢，我出去的2分钟之前，你想吃这个棉花糖，你可以吃。
But if you don't eat the marshmallow when I come back in 2 minutes, I will give you another marshmallow and you can have two marshmallows.
那如果呢，我2分钟之后回来，你没有吃这个棉花糖的话呢，我会再给你一个棉花糖，那么说你就可以吃2个棉花糖了。
He said, now the choice is yours. What are you going to do?
那现在呢，是你自己做出选择，你应该怎么做？
So he put a marshmallow in front of him and then he walked out of the room.
你再把一个棉花糖放在他前面，然后就出去了。
Now, what they did, which is very interesting, they went back to that same child 30, I think it was 30 years later.
那个他们所做的非常有意思，我认为是在30年以后，他们来到这个同样的孩子。
There were two groups of children, the children who ate the one marshmallow and the children who waited for two marshmallows.
所以有2组的孩子，一组孩子是呢吃了一个棉花糖的，另外一组呢是他等着以后呢吃了2个的。
What did they find?
他们发现了什么？
They found that the children who ate the two marshmallows were the ones who went on to academic prowess. They were teachers, they were doctors and lawyers, had big jobs.
那些呢，等着吃了2个棉花糖的人呢，他们都上了很好的大学，然后呢，那些人呢，都成为律师、医生，还有做了一些很重要的工作。
And the children who ate the one marshmallow, they usually were the dropouts.
所以那些呢，就是说是通常的那些吃了一个棉花糖，他们那些人通常是那些失败者。
They were the ones who were the unemployed and in prison and underpaid and totally different.
他们那些人呢，都是那些那失业的，然后呢在监狱里的，还有那些那就是说是不让人注意的，所有这些腐败的东西。
Okay, so that's just a sociological study.
这是一个社会学的一个研究。
Peter says, make sure that you are one who takes the long suffering of the Lord, recognizing that that's your salvation. Wait patiently for the Lord to bless you more.
所以彼得这里告诉我们呢，他说：“我希望你们都是那些那个很久忍耐的，等的很久，等待主来的时间长的，这样主来的时候呢，他会给你更多的救恩。
Now he said, that's the logic of the Bible, especially that's the logic of of Paul, our brother Paul.
”因为这是说，实际上这是一些。圣经里的逻辑也是我们的保罗，那保罗弟兄的逻辑。
So he says at the end of verse 15, as also our beloved Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you.
所以他在第15节后面说，就如我所亲爱的弟兄保罗弟兄照着所赐给你们的智慧写了信给你们。
So, it's interesting. Peter calls Paul his beloved brother.
所以呢，就是非常有意思。彼得呢，称呼使徒保罗呢，是他亲爱的保罗弟兄。
That's the way we should refer to other workers, shouldn't we? Our friends in the work of God, just keep calling them brother.
所以这是一个方式，我们应该称呼我们一起呢为神做工的其他的人，是不是？你应该一直称呼他们为弟兄。
We used to do that at 16th all the time.
所以我们通常在第16节呢，一直这么做。
And so, very rarely did anybody talk about somebody in the assembly as Bill or Fred or Wally.
所以呢，我们很少在那个教堂里谈到其他的人，说是Bill、Fred、Wally。
And they would call him Brother Smith or Brother Jones or Brother Wallace or whatever.
他们会说那个史密斯弟兄，那个 John 弟兄，或者说某某弟兄。
It just became the ordinary manner of speech you would talk about Brother Taylor.
所以呢，这就是其中呢，成为一个通常的，我们去谈到其他的人的时候的一个称呼。
That's the way we should be. Treat one another as brothers and sisters.
这就是我们应该去做的方式，你对待其他人就像你的弟兄姊妹一样。
And then he tells you in verse 16 a little bit about what Paul writes.
因为在第十六节里，他告诉我们一点点关于使徒保罗写的。
He says, as also in all his epistles, speaking of these things.
他说呢，他一切的信上也都讲论这些事儿。
So Peter wasn't writing something brand new. He's simply reinforcing the things that Paul had written in the other letters or epistles.
所以彼得呢，他写的东西呢，都不是什么全新的东西，他基本上是强调使徒保罗在其他的那些书信里讲的事情。
So he's saying, if you want to go back and learn more about what I've been teaching you, try Ephesians or Philippians or Thessalonians, the other books that are letters that Paul has written.
他说呢，如果你想要去学到更多我所前面写的东西呢，那么你就回去读以弗所书啊，读那个提多尼加书啊，读那个其他的一些保罗所写的书信。
And then in verse 16, he goes on saying, Paul writing in his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand.
他说呢，使徒保罗一切的信上也都讲了这些事，信中有些难明白的。
So have you ever read some of Paul's epistles, and after you read a bit, you say, I don't understand that.
你有没有读过使徒保罗所写的书信？当你读完以后呢，你说啊，我不明白到底写的什么。
Peter said the same thing.
彼得说了同样的事情。
He says, I don't understand that.
他我也不明白。
So when I read some things that Paul has written, and I find out that I don't understand it, I don't feel so bad, because I say, Peter didn't understand it either.
所以当我读到使徒保罗所写的书信呢，就是说我不明白的地方呢，我没有感觉不好。我说呢，彼得他都不明白这些事情。
So I used to wonder, why do I find it hard to understand?
所以有时候就奇怪，为什么我会发现很难理解呢？
Some people say because Paul was a hard writer. He wrote things hard to understand. I wish Paul had taken more time, written more simply.
所以他们有说是使徒保罗他是一个非常难的一个作者，因为他呢有说那写的东西呢太难了。我希望呢他把一些东西写得简单一点。
I don't think that's the answer.
我不认为那是答案。
I think the fact is, he was writing about things that are hard to understand.
所以呢，我认为呢，他所写的一些事情呢，是很难理解的。
I think he made them as simple as possible.
我认为他已经把它弄得更最简单了。
When I was at university, I used to study some things under a professor.
当我还在上大学时候呢，我通常呢去学习一些那个在跟一个教授学东西。
I used to say, I think that's hard. I don't understand that.
我通常会说呢，我认为这个太难了，我不理解。
My friend would say, well, go to the other professor And he makes everything easy. You go listen to him.
朋友就说，那你去找另外一个教授，教授呢，他让事情呢变得简单，你去找他学。
So I went to the other professor, and I couldn't understand it there either.
然后我去找另外一个教授，我同样呢也听不懂。
I said, the problem's not the professor, the problem is the material.
所以我说，那问题不是教授，问题是那个学习材料。
Okay, so when you want to study at UBC and you find a book that says nuclear physics made simple.
对，当你在 UBC 去上大学的时候，那他说核物理学变得简单。
Are you going to buy the book?
你会买那本书吗？
No, nuclear physics is not simple.
所以你不会买，因为核物理学它根本就不简单。
The problem is the subject is very high and you and I are very low.
对，那问题是呢，那个主题呢太高了，你我呢都很低。
So if you can't understand, you remember Paul is trying to explain to you something that's very high and very wonderful. You keep studying, you keep learning, and you'll get more and more, but it's not, the Bible's not all simple.
因为当你呢去读一些东西的时候呢，使徒保罗写的你觉得非常理解的时候呢，通常使徒保罗是描述一些非常高深的东西，非常奇妙的东西。那么说呢，你如果一直保持学习的话，你能够稍微接近那一点。圣经并不是说把每件事情都写得非常简单的。All
right, so what's the last of the verse say?
所以呢，这一节经文的后面讲的什么呢？
It says, which those who are untaught and unstable twist to their own destruction.
那无知不坚固的人强解，如强解别的经文一样，就自取灭亡。
What's the problem with many people?
所以很多人的问题是什么呢？
They are untaught.
他们无知。
Why do you come to hear the Bible often?
为什么你要经常来听圣经呢？
Because the more you listen, the more you learn.
因为你听得越多，你就学得越多。
And you have met many people who are untaught in the Word of God.
所以你会碰到很多人呢，在那个神的话里呢，没有受过什么教育。
So make sure that's not true of you. Don't be untaught.
所以呢， 确保那个人不是你，不要变得无知。Keep
reading your Bible.
一直要读你的圣经。Keep
going to meetings.
也一直来参加圣经学习。Keep
asking questions.
也一直问问题。Keep
praying.
祷告。You
will learn more.
你会学到更多东西。Our
mother was a teenager, maybe 11 or 12 or 13, I'm not sure, when she first became a Christian.
但他们的妈妈就说呢，成为基督徒的时候呢，她不是很确定，大概是1岁到13岁之间。
They didn't have Zoom in her day.
他们没有Zoom这个视频会议在他们那个时候。
But there was a very good preacher from Ireland.
有一个非常好的讲道人从爱尔兰来。
And he used to come to Vancouver often.
通常呢会来到温哥华。
And he would hold special meetings at the chapel.
他会在教会里呢举行特别的一些会议。
And when he came to town, sometimes they would have a meeting at the chapel every night for 2 weeks.
所以呢，当他来到温哥华的时候呢，通常呢，他们在2个星期之内，每个星期晚上他们都有会议。
Sometimes it was every night for 4 weeks.
所以呢，有时候呢，每个晚上呢，一直持续4个星期。
I think on occasion it was every night for 6 weeks.
我说有一次呢，就是说这每天晚上持续了6个星期。
And my mother and her sisters and her mother and her brothers used to go every meeting.
所以呢，他的妈妈，还有他的妈妈的姐妹或者弟兄和他妈妈的妈妈，通常呢会参加每一场会议。
So when Norma and I were children, we would sometimes say to our mother, "Mother, what's that mean? I don't understand this."
当他和诺曼是孩子的时候，他通常会跟他妈妈说：“妈妈，这个是什么意思呢？我们不明白。”
And mother would say, "Well, McClure used to say this."
他妈妈说：“哦，那个马克勒经常这么说。”
And McClure was the preacher.
McClure 就是个讲道人。
And our family learned an awful lot from Brother McClure.
所以我们的家人呢，通常呢，从那个McClure 弟兄那里学到很多东西。
Because he taught our mother, and our mother taught us what he taught her.
所以呢，因为他教了我们的妈妈，我们的妈妈呢教了他教给我妈妈的东西，教给我们了。
Now, this verse says, those who are untaught, they twist the truth of the Bible to their own destruction.
所以这句经文说，那无知不坚固的人强奸，如同强奸别的经文一样，就自取灭亡。
You and I could be like that.
你我可能会像这样。
We could see a difficult verse in the Bible and say it means this.
我们可以看到很难的一节经文说，这就是这个意思。
And we could twist it.To make it say what we want it to say.
所以我们可以强奸，让那句经文呢变成我们想要说的。
Don't do that. Let the Bible mean and say what it's going to say. Don't twist it.
所以呢，不要那么去做，让圣经的说他想要说的意思，不要强奸。
Two reasons why you might twist it.
有两个原因，你有可能要去强奸。
One is you might be untaught.
其中一个呢，就是你可能无知。
The other one, though, is you might be unstable.
所以另外一个是呢，就是说你不坚固。
You might like it to mean something that it doesn't mean, and you might twist it so that it favors you rather than tells you the truth.
所以呢，你有可能呢，就是喜欢把这些经文呢变成你想喜欢的那样的意思，所以你去强解。
So don't twist the Bible. Let the Bible say what it wants to say.
所以不要强解经文，让圣经呢去讲他想要讲的话。
Remember, when God, speaks.He says what he wants to say. He doesn't need someone else to say it for him. He doesn't say, oh, I didn't mean that.
所以呢，要记住，神他要说什么时候呢？他是在说他想要说的话，他不想要别人去解释说神是想这么说的，而神说呢，哦，我不是这么，不想这么说的，神不会那样。
And then the last clause of verse 16 says, as they do also the rest of the scriptures.
所以最后一句话在第十六节说呢，如强解别的经文一样。
So the unstable and the untaught, they don't just get confused in the writings of Paul, they get confused in the other writings of the Bible.
所以那些无知不坚固的人呢，他们并不是说是不理解使徒保罗写的东西，不是强解使徒保罗，他们甚至强解其他的那些经文圣经里的。
So what would the rest of the scriptures be?
那么其他的圣经经文是什么？
That's a question.
这是个问题。
What would the rest of the scriptures be?
那么其他的那些经文是什么？
You know the answer.
你们大家都知道答案。
What would the rest of the scriptures be?
别的经文是什么？
It'll be Genesis and Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy all the way down to the Book of Acts. And then the writings of Jude and John.
所以呢，它就会是创世纪、出埃及记、利未记、民数记，还有生命记，还有其他，一直到使徒行传，到犹大书，到。
So those would all be the rest of the scriptures.
所以这些都是其他的一些经文。
So if all the rest of the scriptures are over here, what would be left of the scriptures?
所以呢，如果其他的所有的经文都在这里，那剩下的经文是什么呢？
That's what Paul wrote.
就是他保罗写的。
So they say they twist the writings of Paul and they twist the rest of the scriptures. Put them all together and you get the Bible.
所以他们说呢， 他们强解，只能把罗才写的经文，然后人家强解其他所有经文，你把这两样放在一起了，就整个圣经。
So what is more important?
哪一样
The
更重要
rest of the scriptures? Or what Paul said?
哪样更重要呢？其他的经文呢？还是保罗写的呢？
Same.
Young.
He just says they're the same. There's the rest of the scriptures, and there's what Paul wrote. They're all scriptures. They're all the same. They're all important.
因为同样是一样的，其他的那些经文、别的经文呢，使徒保罗写的呢，他们都是同样的经文，但他们都是圣经，他们都同样重要。
So people often say, "I wonder if it's really that important." And the answer is yes. Paul says his writings and the rest of the scriptures. And Peter's writings, they're all important.
所以有时候呢，人说呢，他真的有那么重要吗？其实是这么那么重要。那彼得写的书信，使徒保罗写的书信，还有其他的经文呢，他们都很重要。
All right, now back to verse 17 then.
我们回到第十七节。
It says, "You therefore, beloved."
因此，你们蒙爱的。
Since you know these things beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked.
既然预先知道这些事，就当防备，恐怕被恶人的错误带离，就从自己坚固的地步上坠落。
What is the error of the wicked? Number one, they are untaught.
所以那些那邪恶的人，他们的错误是哪里的？第一个是无知。
Number two, they are unstable.
第二个呢，他们不坚固。
They don't know.
他们不知道。
And they don't want to know.
他们也不想知道。
Most people don't know for one reason and one reason only.
有些人呢，他们不知道呢，就是一个理由，仅仅只有一个理由。
They don't want to know.
他们不想知道。
Why do you study the Bible?
你为什么要学习圣经？
Because you want to know.
因为你想要知道。
But God said.
你想要知道神说的。
Makes a lot of sense to me.
对我来说很有道理。
They used to follow the Lord Jesus in great crowds, remember, because they wanted to know what God said.
也过去他们呢一大群人呢都跟着主耶稣，你们知道的，他们因为他们想要学习神的知识。
Verse 18 says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ."
第十八节说呢，但你们却要在我们主和救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上长进。
How would you grow?
你怎么样长进？
Well, you get taught.
你首先要受教。
And so you go back to school the next day because you want to know more.
因为呢，明天呢，你去学校上学，因为你想学更多的东西。
And sometimes you realize you don't know very much, so you go back and take another course.
有时候呢，你意识到你并不知道很多的东西，所以你回去再上一些课程。
So Peter is basically saying, "Don't just sit there, grow."
彼得基本上说呢，不要只是坐在那里，要成长。
And what do we grow in?
我们在哪里成长吗？
You grow in grace and knowledge.
我们在恩典和知识上成长。
What's the most logical thing to grow in, grace or knowledge?
所以哪一个是最有逻辑的呢？去成长呢？是恩典呢？还知识呢？
Most of us would say, "Well, I want to grow in knowledge."
所以大多数人会说呢，我想在知识上有长进。
Peter says, "No, it's more important to grow in grace."
彼得说不是这样的，在恩典里长进才是更重要的。
What is grace?
那恩典是什么？
Grace is receiving the things that God wants to give you.
所以呢，恩典是呢接受神想要给你的东西。
What is knowledge?
知识是什么呢？
Well, it's understanding stuff.
所以呢，你要理解。
What would you rather have? Would you rather understand something or would you rather experience something that's good?
所以呢，你宁愿要什么呢？你宁愿要那些你理解的东西呢，还是去经历那些东西呢？
Oh, I sit back and say, I'd rather experience it. Maybe I can understand it later. But what's the good of understanding it and never having it?
对，那我坐下来一想，我说那我最好呢，我去经历一下，经历一下，稍后我再理解。如果你完全理解的人从来不会去经历，那有什么意义呢？
I'd rather have it and experience it than just know it.
所以呢，我宁愿呢就是有，并且呢知道，而不是仅仅只是知道。
And that's one reason why we get excited about the Christian life.
这就是其中一个原因，为什么我们为基督徒的人生感到如此的激动。
It isn't just knowledge.
这个不仅仅只是知识。
It's the growth in the experience of the Christian life that it's all about.
是在你的基督徒人生里，你的去经历那样的成长，这就是所有的一切。
So I went to university for a long time.
所以我上大学上了很久。
I actually got a degree called a master's degree.
我实际上呢，获得了一个学位，它称之为呢硕士学位。
A master's degree.
Master degree.
硕士学位。
And as I was walking out the door with some of our other students, our professor said to us,
所以呢，这就是我和其他的学生一起呢出门的时候，我们的教授跟我们说的。
He said, Master, that's a strange word for you guys.
他说硕士，对你们这些人来说是一个奇怪的名字。
And he basically was saying, We spent all this time teaching you, and you're going to have a degree, but you still don't know very much.
所以他说呢，我们花了很长时间教导你们，你们将要获得这个学位，但是你们却仍然知道的很少。
I felt like saying to him, Listen, mister, your job was to teach me. Don't make fun of me if I don't know everything. You should have taught me more.
我那基本上想跟他说呢，先生啊，你的工作就是教导我们，不要取笑我们。尽管我们知道的很少，但是是你的工作是教导我们。
So knowing it is good.
所以知道呢是一件好事儿，
But living it is better.
但是活在那里面是更好的。
All right. And the very last line says, To him be the glory, both now and forever.
这最后一句话说，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远。
Why does he say that?
他为什么要这么说？
This is what I like to say there.
这就是我想说的。
I like to say, remember, it works.
所以呢，我会说呢，就是记住这个有用。
Peter says, this just isn't empty words.
所以彼得说呢，这不是仅仅只是，这不是空话。
Peter says, what I'm teaching you works.
所以彼得说呢，我所教给你们的是有用的。
And he says, the way we know it works is that if you obey it, God will get glory.
所以他说，我们知道这个东西有用的方式是呢，如果你去顺服我们所教导的神会得到荣耀。
Both now and forever.
从今直到永远。
Okay, is it going to be a good job? Is it going to pay good wages?
所以呢，OK，这个会是一个好工作，你会得到好的工资吗？
And the answer is yes, of course it is. It works. It's going to pay fabulous wages now and into the future. God will get glory from your following the teaching of Peter.
所以当然呢，这是一个非常好的工作呢，它非常管用，而且呢，在将来呢，你会得到非常的高的工资，因为呢，如果你现在去顺服，从现在直到永远呢，神会得到荣耀。
And he's going to get glory forever.
他会永永远远得到荣耀。
So can you imagine 20,000 years from now?
你可以想象一下，就从现在开始到2000年以后呢？
And you have a conversation with God.
你和神有个谈话。
And he said, Why did you do that?
你说为什么你要那么做
？You say, Well, I read 2 Peter.
你说呢，我读了彼得后书。
And it said, Do this.
他说呢，做这。
And I did it.
我做了。
And 20,000 years from now, God says, That's absolutely wonderful. You know, I'm getting glory right now from the fact that you did what Peter told you to do 20,000 years ago.
所以那个神说呢，这个非常好，因为你在2000年之前呢，你已经读了那个彼得后书，那么说你照着彼得后书的话去做了，从那个时候直到现在，我都得了荣耀。
The Bible isn't just empty theory. It works.
所以圣经呢，它不是一个空话，它是有用的。
All right, well, that's our story from 2 Peter.
那么好，这是我们那个彼得后书的故事。
Any questions? I always shudder when I use these words, but any questions?
我等等结束的时候呢，会说这样一句话：你们大家有任何的问题吗？
I have a question.
Yeah.
Just 16 version. In which are something hard to understand. Could you, for example, something hard to understand? I don't understand yet. By the way, just that before you teach us Genesis, please introduce the background. Thank you.
Okay, that's more than one question.
所以他问题是说，他读第16节时候的时候，心中有些难明白的，难明白的呢？他说，你能不能现在举个例子？到目前为止，他还没有明白的，还是比较难的。那么说呢，在我们学习创世纪之前，可不可以先做一些背景介绍？
All right, in which are things hard to understand? What's that mean?
所以呢，那么说呢，有些难明白的事情是什么意思？
That means there are many things in the Bible that are hard to understand.
这个意味着在圣经里有很多事情都是很难理解的。
Sometimes you have to read it twice.
有时候你必须读2次。
Sometimes you have to read it 5 times.
有时候你必须读5次。
Sometimes you get as old as me and you read it, you say, "Ah, now I understand it. Why didn't I understand it 30 years ago?"
有时候呢，你如果到了我这把年纪，你说啊，我明白了意思，为什么30年前我不明白呢？
There are many things that are hard to understand.
这里有很多东西非常难理解。
If you could understand everything in the Bible, do you think you'd have confidence that God wrote it?
所以呢，如果你能明白神里，能明白圣经里所写的一切的东西，你认为你对写这本圣经的神，你会有信心吗？
You might end up saying, "I don't think God wrote this book. He's no smarter than I am. I can understand him just like that. He's not that smart. He's as dumb as me."
你说呢？我能够明白圣经里所写的一切的东西，那么意味着那神呢并没有那么聪明，因为呢他写的东西，我呢这一瞬间就了解了，他和我一样的笨。
So you remember now, when you were a child, you would ask your mummy or your daddy a question.
所以呢，有时候呢，你记得你当你是个孩子的时候，你会问你爸爸妈妈一个问题。
And they would answer it, and you would say, "But mommy, I don't understand."
他们会回答你说，但是妈妈，我不明白。
And she would say, "Come back and ask me again in 10 years. You'll understand better then."
他们说呢，如果10年以后你再回来问我这个问题呢，你就会明白我说的了。
And usually by the time you got to the 10 years, you forgot the question.
通常呢，当你长到10岁的时候，你10年后你就忘了你问的问题。
So there are many things in the Bible hard to understand. That's only reasonable.
所以呢，就是说有很多东西呢，在圣经里很难明白，这就是非常有道理的。
All right. Your next question is the background to the book of Genesis. Is that right?
Yes.
所以你的下一个问题呢，就是创世纪的背景。
Wow.
Wow.
Everything is the background to the book of Genesis.
所有的东西都是创世纪的背景。
When God wrote the book of Genesis, he said, "I've got a big problem."
所以当神呢写那创世纪的时候呢，他说我有一个大问题。
I'm God.
我是神。
They're just little children.
他们只是一些小小孩子。
And how can I explain everything to them?
我怎么可以把所有的一切都解释给他们呢？
What does the word Genesis mean?
创世纪是什么意思呢?
It means the beginning.
就是意味着开始。
And so the book starts in the beginning.
所以呢，这本书开始是起初。
That's very good. God cares about the beginning. He wants to start at the beginning.
所以这个呢是非常好的，神呢关心这个起初，他要我们从起初开始学。
So John, the book of Genesis is basically the teaching of God against the background of everything.
因为就是这样呢，他说呢，创世纪基本上呢，就是神呢，他写的一本书的教导呢，针对所有的那些背景的。
So if you wanted to know anything, where would you start?
你如果想知道任何的事情，你应该从哪里开始学？
In the book of Genesis.
从那个创世纪开始学。
It tells you about the beginning. That's marvelous.
他会告诉你关于那个起初，这是非常的神奇的。
All right. It is true that as far as the Bible is concerned, the book of Genesis is the beginning.
这个也是个事实，就是圣经呢认为创世纪呢它是开始的。
And so Bible scholars will tell you, if you want to understand the book of Revelation at the end of your Bible,
圣经学者会告诉你，如果你想去理解启示录，就是在圣经里的结束的那本书。
You'll never get a clear understanding of it unless you understand the book of Genesis.
除非呢，你理解那创世纪，否则的话，你永远理解不了启示录。
You're not going to know the end until you know the beginning.
所以呢，如果呢你不知道起初的话，那你就永远不知道结局。
And that's not surprising. That's true in most things in life, isn't it?
所以这个呢，对我们来说并不感到奇怪，是不是？这是我们人生中大多数事情都是这样的，是不是？
So, that's a hard question to answer, John, because it's Genesis really is against the background of everything.
所以这个呢，就是说是对那个讲这个很难的问题的一个答案。那个起创世纪基本上是所有的一切的背景。
How do you know where we came from?
你怎么知道我们从哪里来的？
How do you know the great issues in life?
你怎么知道在人生里的大问题？
And you'll find the seed plot for all your knowledge in the book of Genesis.
你会在那个，就是创世纪这本书，你找到所有的根源。
And the stories are there so that you can understand the issues of life that you'll meet tomorrow. You'll understand what happened way back in the days of Genesis 6,000 years ago.
所以呢，就是那个故事已经在那里，所以你会发现呢，你会明白明天发生的事情，这些事情呢，都可以追溯到6000年之前在创世纪里发生的事情。
All right, so turn to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1.
你再就翻到创世纪第一章第一节。Genesis
chapter 1 and verse 1.
创世纪第一章第一节。
And many of you have memorized this verse. Many of you never even tried to memorize this verse. You just memorized it because you heard it so often.
你们有些人呢，很多人呢，甚至都没有试图去背这节经文，但是他们却能背下来，是因为他们经常听到这节经文。
It is a very important verse.
是一个非常重要的一节经文。It
says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
他说呢，起初神创造了天地。So
my first question is, what is meant by the word beginning?
所以现在我的问题是呢，就第一个问题是，那个起初是什么意思？
When did God begin?
神是什么时候开始的？
When did God begin?
神是什么时候开始的呢?
Long ago.
He didn't begin.
他没有开始。
From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
从永恒到永恒，您是神。
So this does not mean in the beginning of God, because God didn't have a beginning.
这个并不意味着是神的起初，因为神他没有起初。
What does it mean then?
到底什么意思呢？
Well, it means in the beginning when God created the heaven and the earth. That's how it begins from our perspective.
反正就是意味着那起初呢，从神创造天地的时候那个起初，这是从我们的角度去看的。
So, what we went over this morning in response to May's question, and it's summarized on the board behind me, is that the Hebrew language has three numbers. Three numbers.
所以今天早上我们所做的为了回答May的问题的时候所写的东西呢都在后面这个黑板上。那么说呢在希伯来文来说呢他们的数有三个数。
It talks about things that are singular.
他们谈到的是单数。
It talks about things that are plural.
他们谈到的呢是复数。
And it talks about things that are dual.
他们谈到的呢是双数。
And we illustrated that this morning in the English language.We talk about people as feminine or masculine.
所以呢，我们在早晨谈过，那么说呢，在那个英语呢，我们谈到的呢是女性、男性。
But in the Chinese language, the Mandarin, they don't have feminine and masculine for people. The person is a person, not feminine or masculine. You've got Anyway, there's only one instead of two.
因为他们说在中文里呢，其实只有一种，没有那个词呢，它没有性别，没有说是男性、女性，它只有一个，就是说那讲那个人的。
So in the Hebrew language, it goes like this: In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the word earth is how many earths are there?
因为在那个最希伯来的那个原文里讲，当时呢，起初神创造天地。那个地是什么？它有几个地
？The answer is one. There's only one Earth, singular.
答案是呢，只有一个地，只有地球呢是单数。
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
在起初呢，神创造了天和地。
How many heavens are there?
有几个天在那里呢
？If you read the Bible, you'll find there are three heavens.
所以呢，如果你去读圣经，你会发现里面有三重天。
Okay, three heavens. The first heaven is where the birds fly.
所以呢，三重天，第一重天是那些鸟飞的。
It's the atmospheric heaven, if you like.
所以呢，如果你想这么去讲的是大气层。
The second heaven is where the stars are.
所以第二重天呢是那些星系所在的地方。
We look at that and we call it the universe.
我们往上看呢，我们把它称之为宇宙。
What's the third heaven?
第三重天是什么呢
？Well, the Bible says that's where God lives.
那圣经说那是神住的地方。
Okay, now that's very interesting. If the second heaven is the universe, where does God live? And in particular,Where does he go when he wants to go for a walk in the evening?
那这个里面呢，如果呢，这就是你所说的。如果说呢，那个宇宙是第二重天的话，那么神的天在那外面。那么神他要出来散步，他首先要出来走到哪里去呢
？Somewhere beyond the universe.
所以一些在超越宇宙之外的地方。
We don't know very much about the atmosphere. We know less about the universe. We don't know very much about God's heaven. But he's out there. And so there are three heavens, the Bible tells us. There are three heavens.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是我们对大气层本身就了解不多，对那个宇宙就知道就更少了，对神住的天堂呢，那就知道的更少了。
So here's our question.In this first line in the Bible, what is the number of that word heaven? Is it singular, dual, or plural?
现在呢，就是这个问题，在那个我们学的第一节经文里，圣经里的，那么说这里有一个天，那么这个天呢，它是单数、双数还是复数呢？
The answer is it's dual.
答案是双数。
God made the atmosphere. God made the stars. We're going to read about that in Genesis 1. But he didn't make his own heaven at the beginning. He lived in his own heaven long before the beginning.
因为我们呢，就是说，神呢，他创造了大气，也创造了宇宙。我们在后面都学到一点更多。那么神呢，他自己住的那个天，他并没有创造，他是在创造天地之前很久那个都存在了。
So that's rather comforting.
所以对我们来说呢，也许是非常的有信心。
God didn't say, I think I'm going to make a nice house for me to live in. I'm going to make a heaven.
所以神呢并不是说呢，我想跟你造一个很好的房子让你住，我会再造一个天。
He did that long ago. We know nothing about it. All we know is he lives there and it's nice.
所以呢就是说呢，他做的这，他创造那个时候都在很久之前我们都不知道的。我们唯一知道是我们如果住在那里会很好。
But in the beginning, as far as we're concerned, he made the atmosphere and he made the stars.
所以呢就是从我们的角度来说呢，从起初呢，他呢创造了这样的大气和那些星系。
So the question now is, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. What is the word God mean? Is it singular or dual or plural?
现在的问题呢，就是说是在这起初神创造了天地，那么里头这个神呢，他的数是什么呢？是单数呢，双数了，还是复数了？
Only one.
Well, the Bible says there's one God.
圣经说呢，只有一位神。
There's only one God.
只有一位神。
And this word is plural.
但这个词呢，就是复数。
And you say plural.
你说复数。
Why would that be?
那为什么会这样呢？
Because we know about God that there's God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
因为我们知道神呢，他是父神、子神、圣灵神。
So the question is then, who made the world?
那现在问题是谁创造了世界？
Well, this verse says it was God.
啊，这句经文说是神。
What does John 1:1 say? The beginning of the book of John.
那么约翰福音一章一节是怎么说的？
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him. Jesus made all things. God made all things, God the Father. Jesus made all things, God the Son. Who else made everything?
这个呢，因为他是约翰福音第一章一节说他也是有道就是神，道呢和神在一起，所以有的事情都是神创造的。那么这句经文说呢，神父神创造的世界，子神主耶稣创造的世界，还有谁创造的世界呢？
Okay, and verse 8 alludes to the answer.
所以呢，第八节呢给我们暗示了这个答案。
It says the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. The Spirit of God made the world.
所以他说的是二节哈，第二节说地上是空虚的，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。那么说神的圣灵呢，他也创造了世界。
So who made it? The triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
那么谁创造的世界呢？三位一体的神，父神、子神、圣灵神，他们一同创造了世界。
We believe in the Trinity.
我们相信三位一体。
And we do in part because Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 says it is a Trinity. And so the word here is in the Hebrew language is not Eloah, but it is Elohim. It's plural.
因为这个呢，我们相信呢，这个是三位一体神部分原因，是因为在创世纪第一章第一节讲的希伯来文里说呢，是不是 Elohim 是 Elohim。Elohim 呢，它是一个复数。
And so the question is, how did he do it?
现在问题是呢，他怎么做到的？
So raise your hand if you understand how he did it.
所以呢，如果你理解他怎么做的，你就。
You say I can't understand that.
你说我理解不了。
I don't know how he put the biology together. I don't know how he put the chemistry together.
我不 知道他是怎么把生物组合起来的，我不知道他是怎么用化学来组合。
I don't know how he put all those stars in the sky, and they keep moving around and they don't bang into one another. I don't know how he does that.
我不明白他是怎样把那些星星放在天空的，那些星星都在运转却不碰撞，我不知道为什么。
And so you've got one page in your Bible that tells you what God did.
对，你有一页的，在你的圣经里告诉你圣经做的是，神做的什么。
Do you think if you read it, you're going to understand everything about how God made the heaven and the earth?
你认为你把这一页读完了，你能够理解，你理解每一件事情关于神怎样创造的世界的呢？
And the answer is no. You're not going to understand everything.
答案是不会，你不会理解每一件事情。
So, what are you going, if you were God,and you wanted to tell them that you made the heaven and the earth, what would you tell them?
所以呢，如果你是神呢，你想告诉别人就是你怎么创造了天地，你怎么去跟别人说呢？
You'd have to be pretty selective, wouldn't you? You can't tell them everything.
你必须挑一些事情出来讲，是不是？你不可能把每件事情都讲出来。
You could teach them a course in nuclear physics.
你跟他教他一堂课关于那个核物理学。
You could teach another course in astrophysics.
你也可能教另外一个课是天体物理学。
You could teach a whole course in zoology and biology.
你可以呢，就是说是有整个的课程去讲那个动物学、生物学。
God says, I can't teach you everything. I'm just going to teach you a few things.That I think are most important for you to learn about creation.
对神说呢，我不可能教你所有的事情，但是呢，我要教你一些东西，你可以去学的关于创世纪的非常重要的东西。
And that's kind of encouraging. You look at it and you say, "What did God think was important for me to know about His creation? How He put it all together? What were the important things?"
所以呢，你呢对我来说呢，对我来说是很受鼓舞的一件事情。那么神认为，当他创造世界的时候呢，什么东西是最重要的呢？他呢认为创造世界的时候的重要东西是什么呢
？And so in this chapter, you will learn a number of interesting things, a number of important things, but you certainly won't understand everything.
所以呢，在这一章里，你可以读到很多的有趣的事情，也可以读到很多有重要的东西，但是肯定你不会理解所有的东西。
Now some foolish people would say, I don't believe the Bible because God doesn't answer all my questions that I've got about.
所以有些愚蠢的人说呢，我不相信圣经，因为呢，圣经神呢并没有回答一切我所有的问题。
And you and I sit back and say, of course we don't understand everything. He's God.
你我坐下来想呢，你说当然我们不理解每一件事情，因为他是神。
But he tells you some things that you understand that are important.
但是他告诉你一些事情你能够理解是重要的。
So, what is the most important thing you learn about the Bible?
所以呢，在圣经里你学到的最重要的东西是什么呢？
Goes like this, doesn't it? Jesus loves me. This I know because the Bible tells me so.
那这样的是不是呢？主耶稣爱我，我知道，因为圣经是这么说的。
Would you rather know the secrets of biology, or would you rather know the heart of Jesus?
你是宁愿知道，就是说是生物学的细节呢，还是知道主耶稣基督的心呢
？And I say, teach me about biology later. Just keep telling me you love me. That's all that's important.
我说呢，就是说呢，在稍后再来教我生物学。实际是要教导我主耶稣爱我，这才是最重要的。
A little boy would be interested in biology.But he's far more happy to know that his mommy loves him.
所以呢，一个小男孩呢，他呢就是说是 非常喜欢那些写生文学，但是他更喜欢的是他的妈妈爱他。
All right, so verse 2 then says, "The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters."
第二节说，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
So verse 2 basically says that everything didn't start just with the snap of the fingers immediately.
所以呢，第二节基本上说，那就是说是啊。 每一件事情并不是说像你打个响指那样马上就有了。There
was a progression associated with his actions.
所以他的行动中间有一个过程。And
I'm totally interrupting here, but Shirley, do you not have a 2:30 meeting?
Okay. 2:30的时候，他要去开个会，他是的，他也忘了。
All right. So, there's a progression. It started out without form and void, but there was darkness on the face of the deep.
你这个里面呢是有一个过程，一个过程呢就是说是在那里面那是空虚混沌的那个渊面是黑暗的。Verse
3 says, "Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light."
第三节说呢，神说要有光，就有了光。So
we don't know, as I've said, we don't know the details, but it is interesting, and this is a scientific observation now, but it's interesting that the first creation was light.
因为我就说呢，我们不是不能理解每一件事情，就像我刚才说的，但这是从那个科学的角度去看，就是非常有意思的是呢，神造的第一件事东西是光。What
do we know about light?
我们对光了解多少呢？Well,
among other things, light conveys information.
所以呢，就是说是。 除了其他一些事情外呢，光呢，它承载着信息。Can
you imagine information if you didn't have light?
所以你可以想象一下，如果你没有光的话，你怎么获得信息呢？And
I don't understand all these things. All I do understand is that the professors at the top universities who ponder these things marvel that the Bible would say the first thing you're going to have is information to make it all work.
在这个里面呢，我不理解之所以的事情，但是呢，我知道呢，有一个教授，大学的教授呢，他是顶尖的大学教授，他就感到非常惊奇，在圣经里、创世纪里呢，他就说呢，第一件事情就是说是啊光，圣经讲的第一件事情，光呢传递信息。
And many philosophers and students of, if you like, evolutionary development or whatever it is, they marvel at the wisdom in verse 3.
因为我不知道这个什么，但是呢，其实呢，就是说这那些哲学家，还有那些什么其他的那些人呢，他们呢，所以他们非常的对第三节感到非常的惊奇。Let
there be light, they said. That's very, very wise, very important. This book must be true. It's got enough intelligence to say that light comes first.
所以呢，这是要有光，要有光呢。他们说这个是这一本书呢非常聪明，他们可能会因此而相信。因为呢，他们说呢，首先呢要有光，这是一件非常重要的事情，这是智商非常高的。And
so verse 5 says God called the light day and the darkness he called night, so the evening and the morning were the first day.
所以这个第五节说呢，神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上有早上，这是第一日。
Is that important?
这个很重要吗?
John chapter 3. Just leave your finger in Genesis 1, but just turn for a moment to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章，所以呢，就是把你的手指放在创世纪这里呢，先翻到那个约翰福音第三章。
And verse 19.
第十九节。
And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil.
第19, 就是光来到世界, 人因为自己行为是恶的, 不爱光到暗, 黑暗, 为什么呢? 因为定他们的罪就在此。
So right at the very beginning, you get the theme of light and darkness.
在那个最开始的时候呢, 你得到了这样的一个主题, 光和暗。
And the Spirit of God picks it up in John chapter 3 and explains the heart of man. We tend to love darkness rather than light because our deeds are evil.
所以这个里面的神的圣灵呢，他继续在那个第一约翰福音第3章里解释这个，解释这个呢，是因为呢，我们喜欢黑暗，不喜欢光，那是因为我们自己行为是恶的。
What did God create? He didn't create darkness. He created light and separated it from darkness.
所以那神呢，他创造了什么呢？他没有创造黑暗，他创造了光，创造光让光和暗分开。
And we've got to do the same.
我们必须要做同样的事情。
Live in light.
住在光里。
Don't walk in darkness.
不要在黑暗里行走。
I've had many jobs in my life.
我在我的人生里做过很多工作。Nobody
has ever paid me to work at night.
没有任何人呢付钱给我让我在晚上工作。I'm
happy for that. Totally coincidental. But it is interesting. I'm thankful I didn't have to work at night.
所以呢，我那就是非常高兴，非常高兴的这些东西都从小对我来说是足够的。我非常高兴呢，我不用在晚上工作。God
loves light.
神爱光。Jesus
is the light of the world.
主耶稣，他是这个世界的光。What
is the first thing of importance in Genesis 1? He created light.
所以呢？ 什么是在创世纪第一章里最重要的一件事情？第一件事情呢？他创造了光。John
chapter 1, same theme picked up.
约翰福音第一章同样的主题在这里也是一样。It's
verse 4 of John chapter 1, where we read these marvelous words. In him was life, and the life was the light of man.
当我们学习这些经文的时候呢，它是一些非常的奇妙的东西在里面。约翰福音第1章第4节说呢，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。Is
there a parallelism in the Bible?
就是圣经里有那个平行的类似的东西吗？
It's absolutely wonderful, isn't it?
你觉得奇妙的是不是呢？
The emphasis is God creates light in Genesis 1.
因为当时呢，就是神在第一章里创造了光。The
emphasis, Jesus is the light, verse 4 of John.
所以呢，这个强调的是呢，主耶稣基督他就是光，是在约翰福音1章4节里。What
else do we know about light?
对光其他的方面，我们有什么了解？
Jesus said this. He said, "You are the light of the world."
主耶稣基督说，你们是世界的光。Are
Christians important?
基督徒是重要的吗？
Yeah. How important?
是的，他有多重要呢？
Well, they're the light of the world.
他们是世界的光。So
wherever you go, you're light.
不管你走到哪里，你是光。And
the world is in darkness, and all of a sudden you come along. And they say, what have we got here?
所以呢，整个世界呢，他们都在黑暗里。当你去到那里的时候，他们说啊，我们看来了什么？It's
absolutely amazing.
绝对神奇的。Where
did it all begin in creation?
所以呢，生命的创世纪是从哪里开始的呢？
God says light.
神说是光。Where
does it all begin? In terms of salvation for the people in the world?
这世界上的人的他的那个救恩是从哪里开始的呢?
Jesus is the light.
主耶稣基督是光。
How are they going to hear about it?
他们怎么可以听到呢？
You are the light.
你们就是光。
Wow. Okay, that's absolutely profound.
这是绝对深刻的。
And the missionary goes off to darkest Africa.
所以那些宣教士们呢，他们出去到那些黑暗的地方。
And he shines as light.
他在那里像光一样闪耀。
The story of Africa that I heard goes something like this.
因为我在非洲里听到一些故事是这样的。
Africa is the dark continent.
所以呢，就是说是非洲是一个黑暗的大陆。
That's an English expression. I don't know if it's in Chinese, but we often refer to it as the dark continent.
其实是英语里面讲的，我不知道中文是怎么讲的。我们通常把它称之为黑暗的大陆。
What happened in Africa?
那么在非洲发生了什么呢？
Well, a couple of hundred years ago, the missionaries started to go to Africa. And the story is they went and they turned all the lights on.
所以就是说，那就几百年前的那些宣教士们都去到非洲大陆去。当他们到了非洲大陆以后呢，他们把所有的光呢都点亮。
And marvelous things happened in Africa as the missionaries went there and turned the lights off.
最奇妙的事情在非洲大陆发生了，当宣教士们去到那里把那些光点亮的时候。
And then later, the communists and the Muslims went to Africa.
所以稍后呢，共产主义者还有那些穆斯林去到了非洲。
And what did they do?
他们做了什么？
They turned the lights out.
他们把那些灯关了。
That's profound.
这是非常深刻的。
Remember, God is the creator.
记住，神是造物主。
The devil is the destroyer.
就是那个魔鬼是毁灭者。
That's the whole issue in the world today.
这是整个世界的问题。
Jesus wants to turn the lights on.
主耶稣都要想要点亮光。
And the devil wants to turn the lights out.
所以那个魔鬼呢，想要关灯。
Make sure you're on Jesus' side and shine bright.
确保你站在主耶稣基督这边，闪闪发光。
All right, let's keep going. The first theme is light.
所以我们继续来讲，第一件的主题，第一个主题是光。
Verse 6 says, Then God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so.
这个里面呢讲呢，第六节说呢，神说诸水之间要有苍穹苍，将水分为上下，神就创造出了穹苍，将穹苍以下的水、穹苍以上的水分开，世界就这样成了。
Now we don't know everything about this. We don't know what the waters were above the firmament were, and we don't know what the waters below the firmament were. It's all very confusing. All we know is.Water. We understand water.
因为我们对这些东西呢并不是很了解，什么是穹苍，什么是穹苍以下的水，水是怎么分开的。但是我们知道的事情就是水。
What do we know about water? Jesus said, "You come to me, and I will give you to drink."
因为我们对水有多少了解呢？主耶稣都说：“你来，我会给你喝。
”And Jesus then becomes the source of water for us.
所以主耶稣基督呢变成我们的水的源泉。
Somehow God took the waters and he ultimately made the seas and the continents, the land and the sea. He separated the two and he did all kinds of other things. I don't understand all that.
所以神以某种方式呢，他把水呢和大陆呢，他创造出来，然后把它分开了。这是海，这是那个陆地。但是我对这个我完全不理解。
But water is very, very important.
那水是非常非常重要的。
I don't understand the astrophysics of this, but I believe I'm right in what I say.
所以呢，就是说呢，我对这些就是宇宙的这些物理学我不是很了解，但是我相信他所写的。
When the astrophysicists look at the rest of the universe, they don't find a lot of water.
所以那些宇宙学家他们在研究整个宇宙的时候呢，他们呢找不到任何的水生成。
Water is very unique to this world, apparently.
很明显的是呢，就是说，水在这个世界是非常重要的。
But somehow, Spirit of God picked out the theme. Said that there's water, and he's going to use that water. He separates the water from the land, and so on. It's amazing, but the scientists say we couldn't really support life in a lot of other places because there's no water.
所以呢，以某种方式，神的圣灵呢，他呢，说把水和陆地分开了。所以呢，因为水是非常重要的东西。有时候呢，科学家说呢，在宇宙的其他地方找不到生命，因为那里没有水。
All right, verse 8 says, and God called the firmament, the expanse is heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day.
第八节说呢，神称那个穹苍为天，有晚上有早晨，是第二天。Day
one light, day two water.
所以呢，就是说呢，把水天下水聚在一处。Verse
9. And then the third day, God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place. Let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself. And on the earth, and it was so.
第九节说，神说天下的水也聚在一处，使旱地露出来，事情就这样成了。神称旱地为地基，水基础为海。神看是好的。神说地要发生青草和结种子的蔬菜，并结果子的树，各从其类，各自都抱着禾，事情就这样成了。
And verse 12, the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the third day.
第十二节说，于是地发生了青草和结种子的菜蔬，各从其类，并结果子的树木，各从其类，各自都把这禾盛看是好的，有晚上，有早上，是第三日。
Now again, we don't understand the details of all this.
你再次说呢，我们不理解这些所有的东西的细节。But
those who understand life say it's very logical that you would get light the first day, water the second day, and plant life the third day. That's the proper order.
那些理解就是对生命有研究的那些人呢，他们会理解。他们说呢，这个呢，首先呢，你要有光，然后有了水，然后有了植物，这就是一个很有序的一个正常的次序。All
right, well, that's probably where we should leave it for today. We'll pick up on this. We're going very quickly. And one of the reasons is because I just don't understand it all. Any more than you do, any more than most people do. It's very, very amazing. We're just given some things that God says are important.
这个里面呢，今天呢，我们就停在这里。今天这里呢，在这我跟大家说呢，我们走的学的非常非常快，原因呢是呢，我呢对很多东西我不了解，对就像呢，也可能呢没你们了解，可能没很多的人了解。但是呢，我现在要做的呢，就是把一些神说的非常非常重要的事情呢，要讲给你们听。Any
quick question before we close for today?
你当我们今天结束之前呢，有任何的问题吗？
All right, let's have a quick word of prayer.
所以我们很快做一个结束的祷告。Lord,
we don't understand how you did it.
所以主啊，我们不理解你是怎么做到的。
But we're going to understand very soon why you did it.
但是我们很快就会知道您是怎么为什么要这么做。
And Lord, we're a consequence of why you did it, and we want to say thank you for doing it.
所以呢，主啊，因为这样的结果，那我们要谢谢您，是您这么做的。In
general, we say, Lord, thank you. You made a beautiful earth for us to live on.
所以总的来说呢，主啊，我们也感谢您呢，创造了一个美丽的地球，让我们住在上面。You
made a beautiful sky for us to look at night.
您呢，就是创造了美丽的天空，让我们在晚上可以往上看。And
you did a remarkable thing. You made us in your image so that we could understand a little bit about the fact that you made all this for us in order that we could be part of your family.
所以主啊，我们也就是说是非常的，我们也理解稍微一点点，是因为您呢造我们的时候按照您的影像，你们的影像所造的，所以这样呢，我们可以理解一点点为什么呢？您呢创造了这么一个美丽的地方为我们。So
Lord, we thank you for doing it.
所以主啊，我们感谢您这么做了。
Help us to understand what we should understand.
所以呢，想帮助我们理解我们应该理解的。But
most importantly, Lord, help us to be humble before the great God of creation and honor you because of all that you have done.
所以呢，最重要的是让我们的整个的谦卑去尊重一个造物主，就是说您造了我们这样的一个神，也您所做的一切。So
we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
所以我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. 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 Thank you today.